going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Again, it's a monster sports day. It's a monster sports week here in the district. Of course, NFL draft tomorrow, which is where we go in 5 seconds. Just reminding you that Steve Wina will join us to preview the Caps playoff game tonight at 5:30. But right now, it is time.
Today's top story from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not my beat.
I am fairly confident that the first time I heard our next guest talk football was NFL draft season last year. We got to talk football with him all season long here on the show. He is an NFL analyst. It is our guy, Dan Pizzuta. Dan, what's up, my friend? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm excited to talk to you. Draft season, it both goes on forever, but this year for us, Dan, because the Commanders went as far as they did in the playoff, it also feels very short. I truly cannot believe the draft is tomorrow. Are you in that boat? Or are you more of like the, oh my God, I can't believe it's taken this long to get here type of vibe?
Yes, I'm always in both camps because I typically go very long into free agency also. So my, February into March is very free agent focus. I get to the combine and I'm usually learning who these guys are while I'm there. And I really don't start getting into the draft until after March. So it does still seem like it is a very long process here. But in terms of actually having dug into these guys and being full in the draft process, I get into that very late also.
So for someone who has, I think, a really excellent, like for me, your superpower as someone who studies this is like you have a really intense understanding of many of these teams' schemes in a way that a lot of people who are doing the mock drafts just don't, because they have an idea, but they're watching the college guys all year or whatever. As you've gone through and then started watching the college guys, before we get to anything Commander specific, unless this is the answer to your question, is there a guy you absolutely love as a fit with a particular team where you watch them and you go, that guy's an insert team here player?
Ooh, that's a good one. Let me think. I
can throw a couple at you that I've heard and get your feedback if we want to do it that way. Because I did just absolutely 1,000% put you on the spot. And if I texted you that an hour ago, you would have had 5 guys ready. So I'll throw a couple at you. Cowboys and Tet McMillan.
Okay, so I was going to go with Matthew Golden for Dallas, but either one of those receivers I think fits really well specifically with what Dallas needs. I think both of those guys, are probably, McMillan, I think can handle being, that type of outside X receiver. And I think he's going to be, you know, the first non-Travis Hunter receiver taken, if you want to, you know, depending on how you want to classify Hunter, because he is really the one guy in this class who is that big outside guy who's going to play there. Goldeneye, I think, is going to be a guy who can move around a little bit. I like either one of those guys in Dallas because they can fit so well with what CeeDee Lamb does as that slot guy more often, but a guy who can get so many targets and pull so much attention in the slot. And having either Golden, who can move around a little more, or McMillan on the outside, be able to complement them. And they just need some kind of juice, getting some verticality in that offense. So either Golden or McMillan is a fit I really like in Dallas, and I could see them going wide receiver regardless of which one of them is on the board there.
Yeah, I definitely could as well. I kind of hope they go McMillan because then I'm like, I don't know, there's a world where Golden falls to 29 and that would be sweet. Although he's receiver may not be Washington's top thing, but I like his fit here better. Since we went receiver, I'll give you another one. How about Emeka Egbuka and either of the Los Angeles teams?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense too. I could, you know, Pittsburgh is probably not a team that's going to go wide receiver, but I could see him there too. He's a guy that is just going to be, you know, one of those kind of power slot kind of guys, but like you said, going to fit in one of those Los Angeles teams specifically because he does, one, play the slot, is that kind of smooth route runner, plays faster than kind of you would expect from how he plays, is a very solid and willing blocker, so he's going to bring kind of that power there. So, you know, yeah, putting him in kind of a McVay offense and with Devontae Adams, Puka Nacua, that would be a very fun 11 personnel team.
I would be so mad if the Rams got him. Like, oh, you get rid of Cooper Kupp and you get this guy? Cool. That's fair. That's sure. Fine. Do it, Sean. Just make everybody else mad. I got one more for you, and then I want to kind of do an inverse question or inverse version of that question. What about Tyler Booker and the Cincinnati Bengals? I heard that one today, and I was like, everyone and their mother thinks the Bengals can or are going to and should go defense because reasons. But Tyler Booker is a really interesting guard prospect. And a team like Cincinnati, I do wonder if they're just like, hey, if we can protect Joe Burrow, like, we'll figure out everything else. And Tyler Booker, I'm curious what you think of that fit.
Yeah, he is super interesting because he is a guy that kind of is going to play into more of the kind of the gap scheme type of running just because of the bigger body that he is. He's not so much that guy that you're going to want to be doing laterally. And I think he's going to be good in some of that pass protection, some of the quick game that Cincinnati wants to play. So I think he would be a good fit there if that is something where they think they need to continue to shore up that offensive line. I think he does as that bigger body fits with, you know, those bigger tackles that they have too. I think that would be something that works. But like you said, I would expect them to go defense. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if this is like they put almost all of their picks into defense just because they need to throw as many resources to that as they can, because I think they can kind of, at least in the interior, kind of cover up the interior of the offensive line with how they play, how quickly Burrow typically gets the ball out. But if they do want to go in the interior there, I think Booker is the type of guy who does make sense with what they're doing schematically.
So real quick before I ask my inverse question, was there anybody else that popped to mind of like really great scheme fit in the first round for one of these teams?
I think those are kind of what are hitting. I mean, I would love to see, you know, like I think Tyler Warren in Chicago would be a lot of fun. I know they do have Cole Kmet, but I think Warren is definitely more of a guy you can move around a little bit, and just kind of the way he is able to. I've seen a lot of people start to say that how Penn State designs plays specifically for Warren, that's starting to become like a negative in his scouting report. Because you're not really seeing that many schemed type of plays for a tight end in the NFL. But I think Penn State was doing that because they had absolutely no one else to throw to. So if they weren't scheming plays for Tyler Warren, they weren't going to be scheming plays for anyone else. So I don't think he needed those schemed plays to be getting open. And I think the way that they can move him around, kind of have him be like a in a San Francisco sense, and this would kind of be my like fit that would answer that question also, like Tyler Warren in San Francisco playing like a mix of George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk as a guy who can be a tight end, but move into the backfield, be kind of an H-back type thing. You know, he would never get to 11. I don't think San Francisco would do that. That wouldn't be their pick because I think they have so many other holes. But having him be that kind of movable piece in an offense, I think would be really fun. I think Chicago would get a lot of use out of him in that way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Interesting. Dan Pizzuta with us here on The Hoffman Show. So then there's the inverse version of this question is basically, what do you do with Malachi Starks? Because my guy, Logan Paulson's got him as like a top 10, I think, player in this draft. But there's the classic, like, he's a safety. He might be a nickel. He might be free. He might be strong. Like, what do you do with him? How high do you have Malachi Starks? And then what team do you... Like, if you're a division rival of a team that you don't want to see him go to, who's that team? We're, you know, for example, when Kyle Hamilton went to Baltimore, very similarly, everyone else that had to play Baltimore was just like, of course, that guy went to Baltimore. That sucks for us. Who's that team for Malachi Starks?
I mean, it's going to be super interesting, especially for the safeties, because I don't know how high the NFL really is on the position. We kind of see that every year, both in the draft, like Kyle Hamilton never should have fallen as far as he did. And I think, you know, some of that was from the workouts. But again, he was just like a great football player. And we've seen that translates. He is, again, a great football player in the NFL. I think it is going to be similar for Starks. But, you know, once we were in the early parts of draft season, it seemed like he could potentially be going early. But maybe now it's, you know, the back of the 20s. And I think, you know, if he slides to Buffalo back, like, I think they need a safety and have the guy who kind of has real good range. And that way, I think that could completely transform what Buffalo does in the back end, because they don't really have that really rangy guy in the back end, or even someone who just has that speed and athleticism and versatility to be moving there. So if he is slides back to Buffalo, I think that really makes that defense very interesting and kind of compounds what they've been trying to build up in the front four. And safety is definitely, I think, a position of need for the Bills too.
So when we talk about the Commanders, edge is the position that comes up the most. First and foremost, how would you rank the Commanders' needs slash wants? Like if you're in Adam Peters' chair, what are the positions that you're hoping you have the pick of the litter from at 29?
Yeah, I think edge is going to be the top one. Just because there are going to be, it's a decent edge class, but especially in the first round, I think you're kind of just hoping one of those middle of the first type of guys kind of gets to the back of the 20s for them. Because I think it does drop off a little bit in terms of, you know, the next tier of edge rushers that would be going, you know, in the second round. I think what Washington should kind of be wanting is one of those guys who's a little more athletic. And I know there are a wide range of those guys. I think there are some athletic guys like a Shamar Stewart, who's this super athlete, doesn't really know what he's doing as a pass rusher. I think there are some guys that are kind of in between a little bit. But then once you get to kind of, you know, the second tier, or the guys who are going to be, you know, potentially going in the second round, if there's a very early run on edge rushers, you're getting into kind of like the Jack Sawyers, guys who are good, but are going to be winning kind of more with their pass rush moves and their instincts, which is going to be great. But Washington kind of already has those guys, where you already have a Dorrance Armstrong, you already have a Dietrich Wise who came over in free agency. So you kind of already have that archetype of pass rusher. So if you can get one of these kind of, you know, explosive guys, I think that is potentially what the best case scenario for Washington in the first round.
So where do you come down on what we've basically turned into the Donovan Ezeraku versus Shamar Stewart argument? The polished, we have the production, mm-hmm. but we understand the limitations athletically, versus this dude is the most ridiculous ball of clay that we have to mold that we could possibly think of, but the production isn't there. So if those two players mm-hmm. somehow are both on the board at 29, and you're my D-line coach, Dan Pizzuta, and I'm GM Adam Peters, and I look at you and go, on you, bud, which one do you want? Which direction do you go between Ezeraku and Stewart?
Yeah, it's tough. I think those two specifically, I think I would go with Ezeraku, because I really like what he was able to bring to the table. I think he does have a little bit of that, you know, explosiveness and the production that it was definitely there that translates. You know, Stewart's tough, just because I know he was asked to do some strange things in college that he's probably not going to be asked to do quite as often in the NFL, you know, playing in, you know, kind of a four-eye alignment and, you know, kind of playing to the run first more so than he ever would as an NFL pass rusher. But just the inability to really close and finish some of his pass rushes is concerning to me. I think, you know, hopefully if there's a guy who kind of, you know, splits the difference a little bit, like if a James Pierce ends up, I think he is probably the middle part of those two guys, a guy who is definitely more athletic than in Ezeraku would be, but definitely has more pass rush moves and more pass rush production than Shamar Stewart would be. So, I was, you know, going through a couple of, you know, mock draft simulators trying to, you know, see what the answer to this question was kind of last night while I was thinking about this. And Pierce did fall a couple of times. So I think if he's there, I think he could be, you know, the perfect type of guy, that guy who does have that athleticism, and I think is going to be, you know, that different piece, you know, opposite a Wise and an Armstrong, that kind of varies the type of guys you have on the edge.
So I feel like I'm obliged to say this because the audience has heard us talk about Pierce quite a bit, but I don't think he's going to be on their board because of the off-field and the competitive stuff, right?
Sure.
He's just, that's not who Dan Quinn is and who they want to be. He's not going to have the Commander tag. But I'm curious, as a guy who comes at this through mm-hmm. a very tape lens, like, how much does that stuff jump off the tape for you? And like, where does that stuff go in your notes? Because some teams value it a lot, and I do think Washington is one of those teams. Some teams will look at a guy like James Pierce and be like, watch the highlight tape. We'll figure out how to get the highlight tape as often as possible. So how is you rank players in your own way that you're doing this as someone who's kind of doing it for 32 teams? How do you think about how competitive a guy is, for instance, especially if it's something that you can see on tape?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on kind of what it is, right? Because if James Pierce is not that competitive, he still ended up with the highest pressure rate of all edge rushers in this class last year. So if it kind of just kind of depends. And I think that's, you know, the tough thing where I can come in and say, this guy looks very good at what he does. I'm not going to be someone who is giving, you know, grand proclamations about what I think his character is, because I have absolutely no idea. So that's going to really be, you know, up for the teams when they're talking to these guys. When it translates to the tape, and you can kind of see either, you know, taking some plays off, but sometimes there's even reason for that. But when you watch Pierce, it's still explosive. He's still getting to the quarterback. So if other things check out, I don't think that's something that really, you know, would give me an issue with what he's doing on the field.
Interesting. Yeah, because I think it's so, like, we just don't know. And that is a thing that we don't say often in the media, that we don't admit. But I am trying to say it as often as possible during draft season, because we hear all this stuff. And then a team will take a guy, and Adam Peters talked about his press conference yesterday. He's like, there was a guy that had all these character issues supposedly that we took in San Francisco. I wanted to know who it was. I wish someone had followed up and be like, can you tell us who the guy is, since he turned out to be a great guy? But he's like, he's the best teammate. He's the best competitor. Like, dude's been awesome. And so I don't know if it was like Fred Warner or someone, but like, that's what the type of player that it sounded like. And so I guess we'll find out tomorrow night if James Pierce falls out of tomorrow night into Friday. Last thing for you real quick. I know you spent a ton of time studying Jacksonville, or I should say Liam Cohen's offense last year. He's now the head coach in Jacksonville. They've been getting mocked Mason Graham forever until this week, when all of a sudden you're seeing Tet McMillan, Ashton Jeanty being mocked there. Knowing what you know about Cohen's offense, do you think that the Jacksonville Jaguars at 5 become an unexpected pivot point for this draft?
I think they are going to be regardless, because like you said, it was very chalky Mason Graham, because I just don't think many people were, you know, it was just kind of an easy thing to click off in a mock draft. And I don't think there was a lot of like real thought going into it for that much. So I could definitely see them going with an offensive skill player, because they definitely still need that. I mean, if I were in their position, I would lean McMillan, because I think that does create a really interesting receiving core with Brian Thomas Jr., where you can have McMillan on the outside. He's that type of outside receiver that I think Trevor Lawrence would have some trust in. I don't see the Jeanty thing at 5, especially with their offensive line. I think, you know, I'm hoping Liam Cohen is coming from an offense where he realizes that Tampa Bay offensive line was a very good run blocking unit, which is why a guy like Bucky Irvin, who actually was one of the best running backs when he was like hit at or behind the line of scrimmage, still made some things happen. But they were so good at the design of some of the rushing things that were a lot built off what that offensive line does. So I would be very surprised if they go straight into, let's throw a running back in here and try to supercharge the offense that way. But I would not be surprised if they do choose to go a wide receiver, especially a guy who can be that big X like McMillan.
Dan Pizzuta, Dan, where can folks find more of your breakdowns?
We're just heading out all social medias right now. More Blue Sky, but pretty much Dan Pizzuta anywhere you want to look.
All right, so we got X, you got doing some stuff on YouTube, especially on YouTube Shorts, so make sure you're following Dan there. Dan, always appreciate it, sir. Thank you, and happy draft day.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Have a good time.
That's Dan Pizzuta with us here on The Hoffman Show. It is draft day tomorrow. It is Capitals, Canadiens, game today. Tonight, Capital One Arena, you will see the Habs and the Caps get things going. Can the Capitals hold home ice with a win? Can it be less stressful than Monday's Game 1 overtime victory? These are the questions we have for AP National Hockey writer Steve Wino, who joins us next here on the Team 980.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.